Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on vandalism coverage in connection with the homeowner insurance policy. This segment is in a series of informational segments concerning the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related insurance claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. This segment will focus on the issue of vandalism claims under the Homeowner 3 insurance policy. The Homeowner 3 insurance policy is the most common policy in Massachusetts where the home is owner-occupied. Simply stated, vandalism is the intentional and deliberate damage, defacing, or destruction of property without the owner's consent. Vandalism to your home can include spray painting of graffiti, breaking windows, egging your home, destroying your lawn and or bushes. Generally, the Homeowner 3 insurance policy provides coverage for all physical loss unless otherwise excluded or limited. The Homeowner 3 insurance policy requires that the physical loss be both sudden and accidental and not a result of an intentional act by the insured with the intent to cause damage. A common situation would be where an unknown person or disgruntled neighbor or business associate intentionally causes damage to your home or yard. Your first response should be to notify the police or local law enforcement when it is safe to do so. You should take photographs of the damage and immediately notify your insurance company or insurance agent. With respect to the vandalism damage, insurance coverage will generally be provided as long as there is not an exclusion that applies. In summary, no coverage for vandalism is generally provided if the loss is determined to be an intentional loss by someone in the insured household. An intentional loss generally means arising out of an act of an insured with the intent to cause damage. A common situation where there would be no coverage is where the homeowner insurance policy insures both a husband and wife. If one spouse intentionally causes damage and or destruction to the insured dwelling or property, there is generally no coverage available for the other insured who did not commit or conspire to cause the damage. You should note that destruction by governmental action is not vandalism and is specifically excluded by the policy. An example of this would be the police causing damage to your home as a result of the execution of a search warrant. You should also note that generally the policy will exclude vandalism if the dwelling has been vacant for more than 60 consecutive days prior to the loss. However, a dwelling that is being constructed or remodeled is not considered to be a vacant. Although there are sometimes exceptions to these rules, this segment will not focus on those exceptions. Hopefully, this segment has given you some direction in order to further educate yourself on the issue of vandalism in connection with the Massachusetts Homeowner 3 insurance or policy. If you have suffered a vandalism loss and need assistance with your homeowner insurance claim, please do not hesitate to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. We offer brief, free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.